Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Hello, parents. Today, we're going to be talking about keeping your child safe from offenders. Today's question from the audience is, I have a big fear of my child getting being a victim of an offender or a kidnapper. It's a reoccurring nightmare that this person has, and it's bothering them a lot. What can I do to prevent the nightmare from becoming a reality is what this question reads. And so I just want to say thank you for submitting your question. Hello, everyone. My name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on and answer one of your questions live right here. So if you have a question for me for next week, please submit it. You can either DM me on social media, or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com, and all submissions are always anonymous. So let's get to our question today. It's a great question, and today I'm going to be giving you some tips on how to keep your child safe. Now, first of all, you need to be aware that most offenders and abductors are not strangers. This is a common misconception, but 90% of sexual assault is committed by a person in a position of trust that the child knows. This even includes family members. So, although it's very important to teach your child some basic information like don't take candy from strangers, run away toward the rear of a vehicle if you suspect a car is following you so that you're running the opposite direction of wherever the car is facing. Tell your parents about any adult that makes you feel uneasy. Always tell someone where you're going. Never walk alone in the dark. And all these tips are pretty basic and important, but you have to remember, parents, that most of the bad guys are actually someone that your child already knows and trusts. Now, let's begin with arming your child with some tools for strangers first, and then we'll go more into somebody that they know. Besides the tips already mentioned, ensure that your child understands that some predators will lure your child in with things that they love. For example, do you want to come see my puppy? Yeah, role play with your child is how you can best react and get your child ready for this type of scenario. Ask them, what would they do if this happened, if somebody came to them and asked them these questions? Ask your child if they know your address and their phone number. Yeah, I know that you think that your child might know this information, but you would be very surprised how many kids, even teenagers, don't know their parents' phone number by heart. You need to make sure that this information is memorized and that your child can spill it out effortlessly and on demand. So I play a game in the car with my kids with this. I ask them all the time and make sure that they can say it easily. Now, teach your child also to step away from vehicles that pull up beside them, even if the driver looks lost or is asking for help. It's just a precaution, but get your child used to stepping away from a vehicle instead of stepping in. Now, tell your tween or teenager not to walk and text at the same time. Walking with their head down makes them vulnerable and a target. Adolescents need to be aware of their environment, of who and where and what is around them. Now, let's talk a little bit more about tips for keeping your child safe around someone that they know, because unfortunately, this is more likely to be the scenario that you fear. First of all, teaching your child to blindly obey authority can actually be detrimental to your child's safety. Abductors and offenders will prey on easy targets first. That means that if you have a child who is taught to do whatever that they're told, despite being uncomfortable or sad or hurt, then you also have a child who is susceptible to being victimized. As a parent, you don't want to say things like, be good and do what they tell you, or don't question Uncle so-and-so, be respectful. And although you may mean well, and you just want to teach your child to respect their elders, which is important also, this can set your child up for a dangerous situation. So instead, teach your child to cooperate with adults, but report anything that makes them feel uneasy. It's important that your child feels that they can come to you for help and clarification, because sometimes predators start small to test the waters and see what the child will do or allow. And then your child needs to be able to come to you to clarify their confusion and their weird feelings without the fear that you're going to freak out, and even worse, that you're not going to believe them. And this is really important. Another thing that you can do is teach your child how to say no. Now, I know what you're thinking. My child already knows how to say no, trust me. But saying no to you isn't the same as saying no to a stranger or saying no to a person that they trust, like an uncle or a teacher or even a friend at school. They need to practice this aloud and use their body to actually enforce the message that they mean to say. Because a sheepish no is not going to get the point across. So you need to teach your child how to say no. The best way to do this? Practice and role play. Role play the no. Have your child stand tall. Say it with confidence. Say it firmly and say it kind of loud. No. I even like to teach my child to put their hand out right in front of their body, not out this way where somebody can grab them. Okay, so not with their arm extended, but close to their body. No. Now, of course, it's good to know who lives in your neighborhood and check the sex offender registry. It's good to teach your child about appropriate and inappropriate touch. And it's always good to get a background check on anyone that you're going to leave your child with. Educate your child about the dangers of talking to strangers online and meeting up with people that they don't know, especially if they're teenagers and they're using apps to communicate with new people, even dating apps. This can be dangerous. I also suggest that you make your child aware that they could get a hold of you at any time, and so that you can know their location also. This can easily be done through cell phones with GPS features. My own children wear Gab watches and phones. That's another one. They have phones too. But my kids wear Gab watches. These devices are great for the tween years when you want to keep the lines of communication open for your child, but you don't want them online. Because Gab watches and phones, they don't have any apps or internet or games. They're 100% safe, which is why I endorse them. But they do have a GPS feature on them, so they're good working phones also, and that's everything you need to give you peace of mind, know where your kids are at all times, and then know that they can get a hold of you if they need to, just from their wrist. Now, to learn more about Gab phones and watches, I'll leave a link down below in the comments so that you can find out more. And even by going through that link, you're going to be able to get 30% off just by going through me. Now, I know that this is only a taste of how to keep your child safe. Mainly, I wanted to make sure that you're aware that kids don't inherently know any of these skills that I said today. It's not something that is just magically... It's not really taught in the school anymore. It's not inherent. You actually have to teach it to them. And that's where it comes to us, the parents. We have to teach our kids these skills of keeping them safe. They must be practiced so that they can be instilled into their automatic brain. And they must be repeated often so that safety procedures are just second nature. So talk to your kids and make sure that they're armed with the tools that they need. Now, for more safety tips, I've done another video that I will put the link down below for you again so that you can watch that one too. It goes into detail about some other tips that I also suggest. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help.